Secretary of State Colin Powell has dismissed as totally unrealistic French proposals for the quick transfer of power in Iraq from U.S. administrators to the Iraqi people. Mr. Powell is in Geneva today to seek support for UN resolution that calls for more foreign troops in Iraq. He'll meet with foreign ministers from the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, including France. The ministers are hoping to avoid a repeat of the acrimonious UN debate before the war in Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us from Geneva. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And what's the French proposal, and why doesn't the Secretary of State like it?
Secretary Powell made a statement while on his plane over here to Geneva. The French proposals, he called unrealistic, came as amendments to a U.S. draft resolution made at the U.N. Security Council earlier this month. What the French want is for political power to be taken away in Iraq from the U.S. administrator in Baghdad, Paul Bremer, and to be given to the United Nations and to the Iraqi Governing Council, which is the body of Iraqis hand-picked by American administrators in Iraq. After that, within about a month, say the French, the council should become Iraq's provisional government, and the French would like the UN to immediately begin organizing work on drafting a constitution by the end of the year, and then for elections to take place as early as next spring.
And why does Secretary Powell find that unrealistic?
Well, he's certainly not asking the international community to take over Iraq. The U.S. is asking for international help, especially troops and money. He wants the Security Council to provide approval for a number of things so that countries that aren't sure of the legality of what's happening in Iraq or who have sensitive public opinions can more comfortably send troops and money. Powell says it's all well and fine to want to give power to the Iraqis, as the French are suggesting, but which ones is what he asks. The American view is that time is needed for the process to take place whereby leaders can be chosen in a way which will give them the support of the Iraqi people and for rules to be established for elections to be recognized as free and fair.
Nick, do people there in Geneva see a clear route to a compromise?
Well, there's a problem of time here. The five permanent members will only be meeting for an hour and a half. Powell's comments before coming here about unrealistic proposals might not really be seen as an attempt at bridge building. It's really up to the U.S. to make a move here. Neither France, Russia, nor China has a problem with guerrilla attacks on their troops in a foreign country or with a $1 billion deployment bill. The people here see the United States as not asking for blue helmets, but asking for countries to fight in an ongoing war. And it's not just the French who are opposing the U.S. draft resolution or asking for it to be changed, but the Russians and the Chinese as well. The British and the U.S. would like a vote on a resolution perhaps in a week or two, possibly around the time of the U.N. General Assembly later this month.
And Secretary General Kofi Annan is there to preside over these talks, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. In fact, he called this meeting. He's particularly concerned about what role the United Nations may be called to play in the future, given the major blood sacrifice UN personnel made in Baghdad during a bomb attack on their headquarters earlier. We can expect Kofi Annan to be trying to set certain conditions for any future increased United Nations involvement, if only for security reasons. He said this morning the work of the UN was with the Iraqi people and that the UN workers couldn't do so sitting behind a fortress.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Geneva. Thanks very much.
Thank you.